Please welcome in Lincoln County native Jordan Mawson joining us on behalf of Lashley Land and Recreational Brokers. Jordan, good to see you this morning, man.
Thanks, Tristan. How are you today?
I can't complain so far, but good. The day is young on the heels of that holiday weekend.
That's right. Yeah, it's been a long weekend. Had all sorts of events going on this weekend. We actually sponsored some of the meal and some drinks up at the Legacy Tour for the Western Livestock Journal.
Oh, cool.
It was held up at Kelly's Ranch north of Sutherland. Mm-hmm. And that was it was a good night. A lot of people from all over the United States there. It was great to meet a lot of the ranchers from across the U.S.
And the Kellys are such good family, good people.
They really are. They've really done a nice job with that place. And I tell you what, it looked beautiful up there this time of year with all the rain that everybody's gotten up there and how green it was.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good. We're still in that drought, but it's kind of deceiving. A little green out and about. It's looking nice.
It's very deceiving. It looks really good, but you get down into it, it's pretty sad still. I mean, there's spots out there that are going to take a while to recover from the last couple of years, it seems to me.
Especially in the great Nebraska desert of like Imperial and Chase County. Man, it's been brutal over there.
Right. Dry, but now they've had what I've heard reports of up to 20 inches of rain in the last couple of weeks down there, washing bridges out. It's just been unbelievable.
Those downspouts and drains are wondering what the heck's going on. What is this?
That's right. Kansas has taken all the water. It's just going to flow there. So
I guess.
Let them have it, I guess.
Now, Jordan, when folks think about Lashley land, they think about, I think, a lot of the ag real estate, the ag land. But that's kind of deceiving because Lashley does it all. I mean, especially there's been an expansion in recent years by the brand as well into some of that real estate and commercial property.
That's right. We really can do everything. You know, I specialize mostly in just farm and ranch ground, but we've got a nice team of residential. And in fact, I just helped a nice new couple move to North Platte the other day. They were working with another agent, but I had to go back up a 24-foot pull behind trailer on this big Dodge pickup in the rain. So that was a lot of fun.
I bet it was.
But yeah, that's some of the services we can do just on that side. And the commercial side, we do some of that, you know, specialize in helping people find the right property for some developments, those kind of deals.
And Lashley understands, too, it's not a one-size-fits-all. Real estate, rather you're looking at the ag land, you're looking at the real estate, you're looking at the residential or commercial, it's all so different. What works for you might not work for me.
That's right. I mean, yeah, it's something that we can help find that right piece for somebody. You know, we work with a lot of sellers more than I do buyers, but at the same token, I help a lot of buyers, help a lot of buyers out on moving to Nebraska. Just last few years, I've helped several people move. One from Iowa, they bought a ranch up in the northeast part of the state, and some from Colorado bought a ranch here in Lincoln or this area. Worked with some other people from California, and I'd actually just got to see them again this weekend, and they're doing super awesome and had their first bull sale here in Nebraska this year and had a ton of success with it.
It's a bit of a service you're providing, getting folks out of Colorado and California into Nebraska. And then also showing them what quality corn is opposed to Iowa, too.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah, that was a big challenge getting the Iowa folks here from there to Nebraska. But they love it. They love the Sandhills, and that's really what they wanted to do. They were tired of farming or trying to raise cattle in the mud. It's really what they were doing. But it's a learning process, too, for them because they don't – Nebraska's unique. There's so many different land types and different areas in Nebraska that
– Yeah.
It's just – it's not like you said, not a one-size-fits-all. It's kind of a little bit of everything here and trying to train or, you know, teach the people coming from these other states what to do with their grass and those kind of things here is a challenge, but it's also fun for them to learn how to run on the Sandhills.
And I'm always amazed too, especially in this region, you might go to one part of a property and your soil is going to be more of that sand. Then just a couple feet away, it might be more of a clay combo as well. So that has its challenges too, if you're looking at that, the planting side of things.
Right. Yeah. That's a big deal here in Nebraska. You get to Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, the I states, you know, they have pretty consistent soil types from one side of the field to the other, but we have all sorts of different soil types out here in Nebraska. And just, you know, the difference in variability of what you're going to plant is a big deal too. And that's important to buyers, especially guys that are looking for investments or even looking for a quality farm. They got to make sure it's got everything that they need from one side to the other.
And the thing that sets Lashley apart as well is some of these struggles we're talking about, rather it be with the planters or with the cattle producers, Lashley, these are individuals that understand those struggles and have those struggles themselves, quite honestly.
Yeah, right. Most everybody in our office has either been born or raised on a ranch or has been a part of a farm, too, for parts of their life or most of their life. So we understand it. We're not just out there being salespeople like a lot of people think real estate agents are. We really need to understand what's happening on the farms, ranches, recreational properties. Otherwise, we can't do a good job for a seller or buyer trying to find or sell that place for them.
Lashley, we were talking about this off the air too. Jordan, a very unique amount of resources at your disposal. I always love watching the properties you guys list on Facebook specifically with some of the drone aerial footage.
Yeah, so we have some drones and we do that kind of work as well, trying to get the best aerial shots. You can tell a lot about a property from getting above it, a lot more than you can actually just walking through it. But it's important on both aspects. But the drone has added a whole nother level of excitement to what we can do to present somebody's property and just give that almost a 3D view, from the upside to see what it looks like.
Jordan, anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
Oh, just, it's that time of year. It's a perfect time to get out there. If you're thinking about selling your ground here, whether it's recreational, farms, ranches, everything's nice and green right now. And that makes the best time of year to get out there and take some archived photos. And I've even had some photos from, 5 years in the past, just to add some variability. It's always good to get new stuff when you list something, but it's nice to have some of those green pictures and things that just look good and really enhances the listing.
And Jordan, if folks want to get in contact with you directly with Lashley, how can they do so?
The best way to get a hold of me, just go to our website, check out my agent profile page. It's lashleyland.com and then Jordan Moss, and you can find me under the agents there. Or, if you really wanted to try to call me, you can. But I think the best way is just go to our website, lashleyland.com, and check us out and see what I have to offer there.
Oh, Jordan, we appreciate the time this morning. Look forward to seeing you and your colleagues back in the studio in the near future, man.
Thanks, Tristan. Have a great rest of your day.